There were lentils, rice, and hot spice tea.
A lot of my songs are looking at the small, getting to the larger idea, but really through our small and individual and daily stories. And that's a very important part of what I do. And I think also that this idea that there is a spiritual current in my music, that not necessarily religious, but there is a spiritual current that, you know, there's a spiritual current in my life, and so there is a spiritual current in my work. If there wasn't, I'd be censoring something important about how I experience the world and I experience my life. So it's there. But I think I'm one of a growing number of people who don't want to put the sacred in such a small container. The way I approach that in my work is personal and also inclusive. 'Cause everything is everywhere.
'Cause everything is everywhere. When, Carrie, does your most important work happen? All of your work feels so important. It is deep. People have talked about you as being deep, sincere, authentic.
I think there's a beautiful Billy Collins poem about sometimes the poet's most important work is to look out the window. I'm grossly paraphrasing it. But what he meant in the poem was that being present, that as a writer, you know, you're a lucky, I mean, I'm such a lucky person. Writers are lucky people because we get to live twice. We get to live it and then we get to write about it. But you can't write about it if you missed it because you weren't there, because you were distracted. You know, we live busy lives. We have so much to do and so many things and responsibilities. And, you know, it's so easy to not be present in our own lives. But when I pull back those distractions, when I'm here, when I'm present, I start to see miracles. I see them everywhere. I can't hardly help it. I see them everywhere. And I do not know its name, though it's ever entwining. But I believe it must look like an old mansion.
The essence and authenticity of Carrie Newcomer really comes through in all of your songs, but you really lay it out in I Believe.
The world is moving so fast, but this much, I believe, is true. You know, something changes, something shifts in the air, because you've said it out loud. I believe there are some debts that we can never repay. And I believe there are some words that we can never unsay. And I don't know a single soul who didn't get lost along the way.
When you talk about your travels and interacting and how people interact with you about your music, I've heard you say you just really love people.
I know that's so unfashionable to say. You know, it's like so much more fashionable to be cynical. But I really do love people, and they amaze me and fascinate me. They inspire me. Sometimes they bewilder me. I'm touched so often, especially by the kindnesses that I see out there.
I understand you also appreciate WNKU.
WNKU is like, I don't know. They're, you know, it's the best of Renegade Radio out there.
Wow, Carrie Newcomer, that's a heck of a compliment. Thanks, Carrie, so much for being with us today on WNKU.
Oh, thank you so much. You've been very kind, and I hope folks can come out to the show and bring everyone they know.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News. I breathe it in.